Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The tinkering may be over early this season for Roy Williams. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Presumably, Carolina has had a week of tough practices since its blowout loss at Michigan. And tonight's home game against UNC Wilmington may feature a more definitive rotation by the Tar Heels. With the Gonzaga and Kentucky coming on December 15 and December 22nd, we may see a more subtle lineup playing most of the minutes. In UNC's two losses to Texas and Michigan, the most experienced and most talented players have still clearly been better than the other combinations old Roy has tried. So whether it's a big or small lineup starting, Williams may be subbing less. Against Michigan, five reserves coming in together, 7th Woods, Brandon Robinson, Leaky Black, Nasir Little, and Sterling Manley, were outscored 14-5 in 3.7 minutes split across both halves. This lineup was beaten 9-2 as part of a 17-2 Michigan run that turned a 10-point deficit into a 5-point lead for the Wolverines. Carolina's starting five led 36-34 in 20.2 minutes in Ann Arbor. Non-starting lineups that had been used previously in the season trailed 19-15 in 10 minutes, while new combinations like the one listed above were walloped 31-16 in 9.8 minutes. With two or three seniors on the court against Michigan, the Heels led 55-53 for 31 minutes. In the 9 minutes with less than two seniors on the court, however, UNC lost 31-12, including 25-10 in 7.7 minutes with no seniors playing. This has been a trend so far for Carolina. In its toughest matchup so far, four games against Wofford, Texas, UCLA, and Michigan, here are Carolina's scoring splits by number of seniors on the court. With 3 plus 12 points in 96 minutes, with 2 plus 7 points in 33.7 minutes, with 1 minus 0.3 in 18 minutes, and with no seniors, minus 97.2 points in 12 minutes. Look for the subs coming in one or two at a time, no matter how poorly the starters and the first three subs are playing. The Heels still have a much better chance with them getting most of the minutes, and to beat the top-ranked Zags and number 9 Wildcats, those 8 will have to do it. This is Archansky. See ya.